we do have several prayer requests for this morning. Let's pray for First Assembly Youth and all other campers traveling to youth camp today. Nikolai Cherry asks for prayers. He has an important doctor's appointment today, and that's all the information I have. Prayers for Nicole Brown, who's not feeling well. Prayers for Lisa and Emma. There's the first page.
All right.
You want me to go ahead and do this? Or you
yeah,
want to
just
do
go ahead.
One page at a time
yeah,
or both?
We'll just do one page at a time.
Okay.
And you're talking about campers traveling today. I believe it's today, if not today, tomorrow, that First Baptist youth are traveling. Okay. Their younger youth are traveling to camp. So we've got a lot that are.
Group that Neva sent to going to Lubert.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah. There's a lot of people that are going to camps this week and the next few weeks, so we need to pray for them. Father, I just want to lift up before you the those who are going to camp, First Assembly, First Baptist, many others that are going to camp, not only this week, but will be going to camp in the next few weeks. I know a couple of weeks we have campers that are going to be at camp. And so I'm just praying, Father, for a couple of things. One, I pray that you will give them safety there, safety while they're as they travel there, safety while they're there. But more importantly, I'm asking that your Holy Spirit would work in the hearts and the lives of each camper who is there, that they would hear your call upon their life. For those that do not know you as Savior and Lord, that they would turn their hearts and their lives over to you, that they would allow you to become the Lord and Savior of their life. And many who are going to be going to camps may be feeling the call to some kind of ministry. We think of ministry within a church, but Lord, all of us are called to ministry, and so I just pray that you will guide and direct those who are tender, and their hearts will be tender, to hear what you have for them in their life and your call upon their life. I ask that you pray, be with Nikolai Cherry as he has an important doctor appointment. Not sure what that appointment is. But we know that you are fully in control of the situation. It doesn't matter what the need is. You know about it much more than what Nikolai does. You know much more about it than the doctor does. And you can give the wisdom and the information that's needed, and you can bring about the results, and that you can bring healing. Pray for Nicole Brown and the needs that she has. And Lord, we just ask that you would meet every need that is in her life, that you would do what needs to be done. I don't know what the need is, but you are totally aware, Father. And for Lisa and Emma, Lord, be with each and every one of them to make yourself known to them, and then to show your love to them and through them as you meet the needs and requests that they have. And we leave these cares and concerns in your hands. In Jesus' name, amen.
And then we have pray for a friend of Neva's who is having biopsies on some lymph nodes this morning. Pray for Kay Stout, who had a serious horse accident and is in the trauma unit in Denton, Texas. And then you prayed for the junior campers. You prayed for the campers. And then our sister Nancy Elwood asked us to pray for internal struggles.
Okay. Yeah, I found out about Kay Stout last night. I'm not sure exactly what the accident was, but I know it's very serious. So, Father, we just want to lift up this friend of Neva's who's having biopsies on some lymph nodes this morning. It's always scary when the doctor says, we need to do a biopsy. And Lord, when it's a biopsy on the lymph nodes, it can be even more scary because of the way that if there is a cancerous growth there, or if there's something going on there, it can spread very quickly. But I'm just praying for this friend that as she has these biopsies done, that they will be clear I pray for complete healing for her. If there's something else that's going on that's causing her to have problems and not feel well, I'm praying that whatever it is in her life, in her body, that your complete healing will come upon her, and that she'll be able to give you the praise and the glory for that. Then, Father, we also want to lift up Kay, who has had this serious horse accident and is in the trauma unit. I don't know what the situation is. I don't know how she is doing. I just know that we've been asked to pray. And, Lord, I pray that you will bring healing to her, whatever trauma she's experienced, that you will give healing to her. You will guide and direct the doctors for what needs to be done. And, Lord, that when it's all said and done, she will recover completely and we'll be able to give you the praise and the glory for that as well. And then, Father, we just pray for all those who are going through difficult times. I don't know what everybody's going through, but I know that you know, and I know you know how to meet every need there is. And so, Father, whatever the need is, it's yours. Meet it, and may you receive the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I know we prayed for Lisa and Ella, but Lisa posted, as you were praying, a specific request, so if we could do that.
Yes.
Lisa Taylor asks, prayers for Ella, please. One diagnosis after another.
Okay. So
I didn't have specifics earlier.
Right,
but
so
she just
repeat
posted.
That one more time.
Lisa asked us to pray for Ella.
Ella.
Okay. Please. She's getting one diagnosis after
okay.
another.
Right, okay. So, Father, we want to lift up Ella before you, and yes, we've already lifted her before you, but it's bad enough when you're facing just one thing in your life, but when you have multiple things that you wind up facing, and she's been getting this diagnosis one after another, we just pray, Father, that your healing hand will touch whatever those diagnoses are, that your healing hand will touch, remove those, and that she will experience complete healing. And Lord, that in that complete healing, then she will be able to testify of your love and your goodness. And so we leave her into your hands, knowing that you are going to do mighty things through her life, as she has been lifted up in prayer, not only by us here, but by many others. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Heart to Heart Pregnancy Clinic is having a baby bottle boomerang challenge. You can take part. All you have to do is contact them, get a baby bottle, and fill it with change, money, checks, and then throw
both
it back
points.
Up. Yeah. You can contact them at 580-243-2229 to get one. And you can go by there at 500 South Lusk here in Elk City. And if you would like to donate to the pregnancy clinic.
I wish y'all could see her face when she was going like that. You're fine.
If you would like to donate to the pregnancy clinic, you can send your donations to P.O. Box 2122, Elk City, Oklahoma, 73648. The Refuge Church is now at New Liberty, 18304 East 1140 Road, Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey. And Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue here in Elk City. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply, Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
Bardice and Ford in Elk City has huge news. The deals are back and the inventory is arriving daily. Plus, we're offering as low as 0% financing on most Ford SUVs, Escapes, Edges, and Explorers, all starting at 0% plus customer cash. And let's not stop there. How about as low as 0% financing on 22 and 23 F-150s? They're coming in daily. All new models and great savings. Now that's the Barbara Dyson difference. BarbaraDysonFord.net.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Miles Monroe said, when you understand the character of a thing, you won't be surprised by its actions. We tend to look at results and formulate our own reasons. If you don't look at the root, you will keep on eating the same fruit. Don't care how much you want the thing to change. If you don't recognize the source, the results won't change either.
We hope.
We are back. You are tuned in to the Hour of Power. Our guest this morning is Pastor Joe Thompson. His title, Whatever Happens.
Whatever happens. And I like the fact that Paul actually put that, whatever happens, you know, because life is dealing with whatever happens. So some questions we might want to ask ourselves is, one, how am I dealing with whatever happens? Where do I turn to first when difficulties come? Am I looking to go get a loan from the bank or run up my credit card whenever I have financial difficulties? Am I taking my illness to the Lord first? Not to say we don't take it to the doctors, but do I take it to the Lord and ask Him to bring healing to us? Do I take my family situation to the Lord? Basically, where do I turn to first when difficulties come my way? And then follow up to that is, how can I deal with difficulties in a more Christ-like manner in my life? And I think that's something we can always be looking at in our lives is, one, when we have a difficulty, how can I deal with this in a Christ-like manner? And two, after we've gone through the difficulty, ask ourselves the question, how could I have handled this better in a more Christ-like manner? We learn from when our mistakes, from what we don't always see right up front. So how am I dealing with whatever happens? How do I stand up against opposition in my life? When people are opposing me, how do I act and what do I say? You know, when opposition comes, the tendency, our natural tendency is going, what? What do you mean? But again, coming back to the idea that the first person to raise their voice in an argument loses, even if they're correct, because the other person turns you off. They're not listening anymore. And so we need to carefully think through how we might react in certain situations. And I've said this before to Congregation of Privileged Pastor. I know I've said it on here before. I've said it many times. One of the things that we don't do very well as Christians is to stop and think through how we might act and react in situations.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just react as we normally would versus with a Christ-like reaction. And, you know, I know I've told this before, but my brother was killed in a plane crash in October of 2012, single engine plane crash he was piloting. And what people said, well, how did you deal with that? And how were you able to go through that? And I said, well, believe it or not, my wife was in Tulsa, Oklahoma that previous weekend for a meeting with the eye doctors that she works for. And so I just happened to be thinking, if Patty was killed, how would I handle that? How would I react to that? Little did I know that 3 days later I'd have to react to that. You know, not her.
Right.
But we need to think through things ahead of time, because it keeps us, yes, we're caught off guard, but it keeps us from just totally losing it, because God's saying to you, think through it. Think how I'm going to guide you through that, how I'm going to walk you through that. And so you think through those difficulties. And then, how do I stand up against the opposition in my life? What am I going to say? How do I react? We talked quite a bit about that. Again, make sure you respond in a godly manner. And then think of how you can reach out to other fellow Christians and ask them to stand with you whenever you have opposition coming in your life. God didn't call us to stand alone.
Right.
No Lone Ranger Christians. And pastors have a tendency to be Lone Ranger Christians because there's a lot of things we can't share with others, but we need to reach out to fellow pastors,
mm-hmm.
you know, have that fellowship. I'm thankful I have some, you know. That's something. Third question, how do I embrace difficulty? In what ways do I run from difficulty? Because we all want to run from difficulty. I'm no different than you. But maybe we should be asking the question is, how can I make this difficulty I'm going through part of my witness?
Hmm.
Because if we're making it a part of our witness, then it's going to help somebody else and through their difficulty as well. So whatever happens, face life with God on your side. Much of what we see going on in our world happens because people either do not know God or they've forgotten God.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, you know, I couldn't put a percentage on it, but I would say 75%+ of what goes on in our world is because people have forgotten God or have never even known God.
Mm-hmm.
Is when you conduct your life as a Christ follower, then you are showing those people the difference that God makes, because God is on your side and God is walking with you. Your greatest witness is your testimony. It's not the four spiritual laws. It's not all of those things. It's your testimony of what God has done in your life. Yes, we share scripture. We tell about God, but people want to see it actually work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important that we live it out. Another thing we need to think about is that we find time to be together with other Christians. We've talked a little bit about that, but think about the idea of an ember in a fire. And if you take an ember out of the fire and you set it off to the side, it's not very long before that ember goes out, you know. It needs to be in amongst the flame. It needs to be in the fire. It needs to be with others to burn. And ultimately, you know, when our life is over, then our ember, so to speak, is burned up, but for this life, but not for eternity. Mm-hmm. But we need to make sure that we're staying together with other Christians, and being with other Christians strengthens our commitment, and it strengthens our witness to people who are around about us. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of people who don't want to be a Christ follower just because they look at us and go, well, I don't want to be like that. Mm-hmm. But when they see the church, then they see that, hey, there is something. God's church is making a difference in these people's lives. God can make a difference in mine. Jesus can make a difference in mine. And don't worry about it if you've been working with a person for a long time. Sometimes it takes a long time for a person to be able to turn around and make that decision. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm real careful not to pressure people. You know, I share with them, but I don't want to pressure them, because if they don't make the decision themselves, if they make it just to please me, it's not a decision.
Right.
They have to make the decision, mm-hmm, that they want to do this. And then it becomes real. And that's getting that ember, you know, into the fire. And then difficulty that's faced rightly is a badge of honor. Think of it that way. You know, we look at difficulty and we go, oh, man, mm-hmm, I don't want to go through this. But Paul's really saying, hey, man, if you're going through tough times, think of it as a badge of honor. God considers you worthy. He considers you to be strong enough to go through this difficulty. And he wants you to not only grow through this difficulty, but then to use it for his praise and for his glory. And difficulty means that you're making a difference. Your life's a witness to others. And if you're not going through difficulty, maybe not all the time, but if you're not going through difficulties in your life as a Christian, you better reevaluate your life. Mm-hmm. Because you will go through difficulties as a Christian. And your difficulties will not necessarily be the same as mine. In fact, nobody's difficulties is exactly the same. Mm-mm. There may be similarities, but everybody goes through difficulties as individuals. We can help each other. We can build one another up. But it's still, we have to go through those as an individual with the help of others, you know. Mm-hmm. So we need to make sure that we do that. And if you're going through a hard time, just remember this. You're making a difference. And Satan doesn't like it. Because you're making a difference in somebody else's life. And so he's going to do everything that he possibly can to keep you from being a witness and bring you down. But just remember this. Tell Satan, you done lost. Mm-hmm. I know the one who won, and I'm going to serve the one who won. And forget you.
You got kicked out of heaven.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So basically, if I was going to sum this up in one sentence today, whatever happens, put your trust in the God who's in charge of whatever happens. Mm. Whatever happens, put your trust in the God who's in charge of whatever happens. And you won't have to worry, because he'll take care of it. Yeah, you'll have some difficulties, but we don't have to worry through those difficulties, because God's still in control. He always will be in control. Whatever happens, put your trust in the God who's in charge of whatever happens. And I believe that's all I've got for this morning.
Good word. Amen. You know, for me, whenever I came back, Pastor Joe, when I came back to the Lord, and not too long ago, he told me, no throat punching allowed, Monica. And I'm like, okay. okay. And I've asked him, what about this one? He's like, no. So I haven't gotten permission to throat punch nobody from the Lord, and I haven't gotten permission to hammer on anybody with a hammer from the Lord. But what he did tell me is, instead of picking people apart, like for example, I hope you don't mind, I'm going to use us, Tina,
okay,
as an example for this one, okay? So you're new, you know, you've been coming for 6 months and you're still learning that, you know, and there's still stuff that I'm learning. I make mistakes. Miss Neva Pyatt makes mistakes here.
Are you kidding?
I know. And I make mistakes here, you know, and Miss Tina, she's new and she's doing great and she's learning it. Now, when she makes a mistake, I have a choice to make. Mm-hmm. Am I going to treat her like Christ and Neva has treated me during the process of me learning? Or am I going to take it upon myself and say, now, why did you do it like that? Mm-hmm. Now, why didn't you do this? Or why didn't you get that in time? No. I'm not going to pick her apart and point out the mistakes, because she's very well aware of it. You know what I'm saying? It's my job as a Christian, a Christ follower, and her friend and her sister in Christ to say, it's okay, sister. Mm-hmm. You're doing great. Yeah. Just keep going. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
And if we would just come together and, you know, for me, I had a really crappy outlook on people. Mm-hmm. I just didn't like people anymore. Mm-hmm. I didn't like myself anymore. You know, so it's time that we come together. And I asked the Lord to help me to see other people the way he wants me to see them, so I can be more like Christ, mm-hmm. Jesus.
Yeah.
And if we would come together with Christ and pick people up instead of picking them apart, I think we would be headed in a way better direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's true in every area of life, but going along with what you're saying, you know, there are basically three approaches when we're working with other people. It's the, here's the way to do it. Allow me to show you how to do it, which is a better approach, but it's still not the best approach. The best approach is, do you mind if I show you an easier way to do it, or mm-hmm. A faster way to do it, because you're asking permission. Mm-hmm. And so... people want to be asked permission in people, most people want to be asked permission for something to be shown to them, or for something to be done, you know. And so you are respecting them as a person versus as just an object or an employee. So to speak. And so that's important for us to learn. And I think that's part of what Paul's saying here, you know. Let me show you another way. I want permission to show you the way that God wants to live. Mm-hmm. And so and that's whatever happens, trust God.
Amen. And it's so worth it.
Mm-hmm.
It is so worth it.
Before we close out, would you like to share some details about your church?
Yes, Elk City Church of God. We are just up the street here, 501 West First. If you're not sure where that's at, if you're going north on Randall and you turn left, you will run into us. We're just one block east of the junior high. If you're going on 3rd Street and you turn on the west side of Homeland on Walker, going north, you'll find us in two blocks. The Sunday school, 9:45 worship. 10:45, we have other things that happen throughout the years. Not so much this summer, but we'll start another small group Bible study and some things of that nature this fall. Looking at trying to get a new study beginning probably in September for some of our older folks. It's kind of hard to get out at night, so just keep your ears open. 243-8635 is my personal cell phone. I'd be happy to take that. 225-0227 is the church phone. And our email address is ECCOG, which stands for Elk City Church of God. Just remember the initials. ECCOG@sbcglobal.net. And website is ECCOGOK.org. That may be down for a week or two. We're getting ready to switch providers, so our website may not be up for a week or two here in June, but just keep looking, checking back on it.
Awesome. Good word. You have been tuned in to the Hour of Power, the most powerful hour of the day. From myself, Tina Dobbs, from my sister in Christ, Monica Lovell, and from Pastor Joe Thompson, y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you next time.
Today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.